إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series on strategy, and yesterday we talked about the beginning of it, and today I want to talk about the planning part of it. So plan is the issue of, the plan needs three things. Any good plan must have clarity about the goal. What is it that you want to achieve specifically? And secondly, the strategy, how will you achieve that? And third is the roadmap, which gives timelines. So what are the stages in that strategy? What are the steps? And by when will each step be completed, and what is required for the step? So three parts to the roadmap. The first and most important thing is the goal itself. What is it that we want to achieve? The degree of clarity of that goal determines whether we succeed in it or not. If you see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam seerah, the statement that he made in the incident where in Mina he was going from tent to tent presenting the message of Islam, and the narrator says that I saw this man, and in the heat of the afternoon he went from tent to tent all morning, and in the heat of the afternoon he sat down in the scanty shade of a rock. And his daughter came to him and she washed his face, and she said to him, "Oh my father, see what have these people done to you?" Because he was rebuffed from every place that he was going to, he was sent away. And so in the heat of the afternoon he is covered with dust. When he sat there, and when she said this, radiallahu anha, the statement of Rasulullah, what he said is a statement that goes down in history. And he said, "My daughter, do not grieve. A time will come when this message of your Rabb, this message of Islam, will go to every house, whether it's a permanent dwelling or a temporary dwelling. Every house made of skin or brick. Every house which is either permanent or temporary." So the goal of da'wah, which Rasulullah mentioned there, is absolutely clear, which is to convey. Take the message to the people wherever the people might be. Not to convince, to convey. This message will go to wherever people are. In another hadith he said, and after saying this he said, some will be elevated by it and some will be humiliated by it. So those who accept the message will be elevated by the message, and those who reject the message will be humiliated because of that. But the message will go into every place where human beings dwell. And that is the kind of clarity of goal. Absolutely clear. This, my job is to convey. Convey to whom? To whoever. Whoever is there. So if you look at ourselves and say, who are the people who we deal with? Have we mentioned, have we spoken about Islam to them? As long as we have done that, inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this work. But if you are not doing that, then we need to start doing it. So very important clarity of the goal. What exactly is the goal? Now take this and apply it in your lives, in terms of your daily work, in terms of careers and so on and so forth. And exactly the same thing applies. What is it that you want to achieve? Now this clarity is not there. Like yesterday I mentioned with regard to education in schools, we do not define what is the final product. At the end of your education, what comes out? The job is not to educate children. These are all statements which are signs of lack of clarity of goal. Job is not to educate children. What is the meaning of educating children? Specifically, what is the final product? What does it look like? Are you building a car? Are you building a chair? Simple as that, right? So the point is that the clarity of the goal. Second thing, as I said, the strategy. How will you get there? Because to get to any goal, there are multiple ways. There are as many ways as you can think of. So there is no limit to the number of ways of achieving a goal. So what specifically suits you, your environment, your culture, your temperament, your ability, and so on and so forth? What is the strategy? What strategy works for you? What do you need to do? In strategy, what's most important is priorities. Because any strategy will have priorities. What in your strategy to achieve that goal, what must be the priority? For example, one of the things that I've been advocating to the leadership in South Africa as something that they need to do with regard to the economic situation is two things. One is to bring in vocational education in every single school, and the second one is to establish a university for entrepreneurship, which will teach entrepreneurship and which will also create a fund to give interest-free loans for potential entrepreneurs. So this is what I have now. This is a strategy. So there are many things to be done, but including fighting crime and this and that. But this is a strategy. Vocational training gets people skilled. Every single school, and this incidentally is a good strategy for Muslims as well in India. Put a vocational training establishment, a vocations training institute with every single school. Every school must have something where the children learn to work with their hands and they learn some skill. They don't necessarily have to practice that in their whole lives. They don't have to make a career out of it, but they must know some skill, whatever the skill is. So vocational training school, and then a centralized establishment, which is a university of entrepreneurship, which will also have a entrepreneurship or venture capital fund, which will give interest-free loans for them too. So there's a strategy, and that strategy has priorities. And the third one is a roadmap. How do I know I'm getting there? How do I know I'm in the right direction? So roadmaps are very important. That roadmap will tell you stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, so on, so on, so on. So in terms of this, for example, how many vocational training schools, what vocations, what are the best things to teach, where are the people going to come from, and so on and so forth. And then going forward, how does it take? So step by step, two things for each step, resources needed and time taken. What resources do you need to complete that step, and how long does it take to complete that step? Because without a timeline, it's a wish. It's not a goal. And that doesn't work. You must have a timeline. No matter how indistinct it might be, you might say, well, right now I can't tell you a date, but it doesn't matter. You would say some dates. You know, will it take 25 years or will it take 25 days or 25 months, you know, whatever. So put a date. Doesn't have to be exact, but some date so that you are aimed at a particular deadline, and then you work towards that and you say, these are the resources I need for each step, and this step will be completed by such and such a date. So goal, strategy, and steps. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to work systematically, because that's where you get the barakah in the work. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success in that and to be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.